Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104 and genre-bending pianist Jamie Duffy has nearly 1 million monthly Spotify listeners globally. He joins us now. Does that sink in? Have you any idea how many that is?
That's a number I struggle very, very hard to comprehend with. Like, a million people, like, the fact that that's a thing to me is crazy, Louise. I really blows my mind.
Tell us, where did music begin for you? Now, we'll get into Solace in a second, but where did it all start?
Music began at home for me, really, in County Mon and in Glasslough with my family. You know, my grandparents and my mother, all very musical. You know, they're involved in putting on local musicals. And, you know, my mother and my grandfather and my grandmother, they're in show bands. And
amazing.
Then, you know, all of that, you're just born into it type of thing. And it's always been a part of my life. So it was the main thing growing up.
Has it always been piano for you?
No, it started off, I think, with Tin Whistle. I remember very clearly when I was about 7 or 6 playing Frère Jacques for the first time on the Tin Whistle.
Wow.
In my school staff room. I had like 5 other people in my class. And then it sort of gradually went on to piano and doing the grades and stuff like that. And the sort of natural progression that all so many, you know, kids in Ireland and elsewhere do, you know, just their piano grades. And that's how it started for me with the piano.
And then you release your debut single, Solace, and mad things happen. Like, it went absolutely viral. It's done huge things all across the globe. Had you any idea that when you were putting that out that it was going to do that?
No, not in the slightest. It was hiatus. It was absolutely insane. Like, I had no clue that could happen. Never mind, you know, did happen. It as I said, it took a while to actually sink in. You know, I didn't actually record the piece until about 2 or 3 months after I had that moment on social media. So I'm very lucky that the people actually stuck with me in that sort of no man's land in between the two things happening. So it was a strange plunge into the music industry.
What has it been like since? Because obviously you released music since that song. Was there kind of pressure then after that to follow it on?
Yeah, pressure for me, musical sense, how and what type of music was I going to actually make now? Because, you know, I had toyed around with, you know, singer-songwriting, that sort of vibe before Solace and all of that. And then obviously the Tin Whistle was a big thing for me on social media beforehand as well. So I wanted to be conscious of including that in a way that wouldn't be like, okay, well, he's released this single, which is a solo piano, but now he's doing this. But I think, you know, we chatted beforehand, people are sort of doing their own thing. So I've been extremely happy with what I put out since. We've had cellos, we've had flutes, we've had Moncrief crossovers, you know, in the pop world. And I think it's just about making art at the end of the day, and whatever comes to you to make, that's what you should do. So,
and this is the thing, with music. I don't know if it's globally or just in Ireland, but I do think that we dabble in all genres across music, which I think is really nice for not only the musician, I'm sure, but for us listening too.
Well, this is it. I mean, as I said, Tin Whistle is probably my main instrument, and I would love to, like, in some sort of world, even get involved with like electronic music, work with that sort of, you know, type of thing and those types of people. Because, I mean, once you can play the instrument, once you can make music, you're opening a lot of doors for yourself. So why would you put any boundaries around what you could possibly do in the future, you know?
Absolutely. I saw you had a little party with, was it Kingfisher and Amble before Christmas?
Yeah, we had a little concert in Eight of Alone in the Grand Social, which just turned into this really amazing culmination of music, and we were all backstage and having literally the best time of our life, and those lads are insane. Like, their music is stunning, and it's really nice to be part of that sort of sense of the Irish music scene, and being around, you know, people your age and people who are, you know, making their own type of music, and playing with them and just having a good time, because that's what it's all about, really.
100%. And Ireland is a big inspiration for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. Ireland and my, you know, sense of Irishness, mm-hmm, is very evident in the music. I mean, Solace, you know, in a literal sort of sense, is quite a traditional sort of, you know, melody, you could probably say, mixed with this sort of classical influence, you know, Into the West. My song with Patrick Dexter, you may know, the famous cellist from, mm-hmm, from Mayo, you know, our song that we had together, I wrote it in following inspiration, you know, from reading stories about the famine and the coffin ships leaving, you know, the west of Ireland, mm-hmm, back then. And there was a lot of sorrow in that song. So I think it's all about putting the emotion and, you know, the landscapes and the scenery and the history within this country and within me and all of that into the music. That's what I try and do. So
I hear you're working on an album. Is it areas like that that we're going to hear about in the album?
Yeah, so this is all going back to really the no boundary thing. I've written so many songs, and some of them are quite different. You know, I'm trying to make the album sort of have that sort of togetherness and put, you know, that sort of general, you know, sound and distinctiveness. But also at the same time, I'm finding I'm writing a lot of, you know, stuff on solo piano and then stuff for this and whistle and then some spoken word and some vocals. So I just want to be careful about how I do that, but mm-hmm, there's a lot of fun in doing that too. So I have a little bit of more soul searching to do before I actually figure out how to finalize the whole thing.
But that's the fun part, I think, isn't it? Being able to have that time to work through, I suppose, what and how you want it to sound.
Well, this is it. And I always keep hearing, like, the first album is, there's not really any pressure associated with it. I also hear it's the second album. So I'm in a happy place currently with it.
You're in a good place, absolutely. Just enjoy the process, as they say.
Well, that's it, absolutely.
How has it been navigating social media? Because obviously when the song blew up and suddenly people began to notice what you were doing, was there, you know, a pressure there, or was there, you know, kind of getting messages that necessarily you didn't want to get?
Yeah, I mean, social media is a place that has its positives, and it very much also has its negatives. For a musician, it can be quite a negative and a dark place at times, because, you know, views, a lot of, you know, when it comes to views and stuff like that, a lot of it is down to luck and algorithms. And if you're, you know, sitting on your own writing music and then putting it on social media and it's not clicking with the algorithm, I think you can obviously feel a real sort of sense of negativity and be quite hard on yourself. But I mean, my personal favorite songs that I've put out haven't blown up on social media, but they're the songs that I'm most proud of. But I think it's a bit of a journey about getting comfortable with social media and using it as an asset and not using it as, you know, and basing it as the main thing to judge your music off or judge success off, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. But it is a nice add-on, I suppose, to have.
It is, absolutely. And as I said, it is so powerful. It's the reason I probably am sitting here today talking to you. Like, it is so powerful when it works. And at the end of the day, it's a window into somebody else. You're just putting your, whatever you do, music, drama, art, into a little window, and somebody sitting at home and just scrolling past a load of windows. And if they like what they see, they like what they see. And it's basically just like bringing a concert to somebody. That's how you have to look at it. So
yeah,
it is. At its most basic sense, it is a very powerful tool too.
In a minute, we're going to play Eerie. Tell us a little bit about this tune.
Yeah, so this is my sort of debut tin whistle tune. Mm. I used the low whistle and the tin whistle, and I wrote it in a session in London with Peter Sandberg. He is this sort of big dog in the neoclassical world. You know, his music's featured in Tesla, Volvo ads, and also in like Stranger Things, some of the climax scenes there, he's had his music feature in it. So the fact that he wanted to hop on the song with me was extremely validating to me and really fun. And it's this sort of swooping tin whistle and piano piece. And then towards the end of it, you're going to hear the Stockholm Studio Orchestra come in and take the piece to a completely different level. And it's just that's probably my favorite piece so far. It's just it means so much to me, and I just love it.
And it's gorgeous. If people want to find out more about what you're up to, where's the best place?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram or on TikTok or on all of that sort of thing. And I'm hopefully going to be playing a little show in Dublin very soon. So you can get the information for that on my socials, and hopefully I'll see you there.
Excellent. Jamie Duffy, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Cheers. Happy New Year.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.